This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off our number two. This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about eminent domain and coming up some interesting events happening at some college campuses across the country.
Did you say eminent domain or eminent domain? Because sometimes I do feel it's imminent.
I don't know how I pronounce it. That,
he also said the college campus nonsense is interesting. I find it disturbing, not interesting.
Wow. Conan, are you and I spending some time correcting Daryl? This may have never happened.
It's interesting in a disturbing way. I didn't say it was good. I said it was interesting. It's like a train crash is interesting.
Now, isn't this when he would say, but that's not what you said?
I said interesting. Train crashes are interesting.
Okay. Well, we'll let it slide.
In a very weird, sick, twisted way, it's still interesting.
We don't nitpick what people say, so go ahead. Explain yourself. You're good. Don't worry.
We're good.
We're good. We're good, Daryl.
And who are the we in studio tonight?
It's you, Daryl, and me, Chris.
And me, Conan.
But before we get into the stories that we have, we will take your phone calls to 855-450-FREE. We've got Joe calling in from Alabama. Joe, thanks for holding on through the news. You were talking about a situation from Birmingham, Alabama, a place that I used to live, born and raised. And I don't remember the specific details of the incident that you were talking about. Something about the city wanted to give some land to a Walmart?
Correct. It's an alabaster. The thing on Google was on August 22nd, year 2003, where alabaster got together to take away some property, 400-some acres, for an 80,000-square-foot shopping center right off 65. And at the same time Alabaster was doing it, the city of Birmingham did two pieces of property. They took the old Eastwood Mall, and the city gave Walmart money to move from Irondale into Birmingham. Then they
moved
the
about 3 miles.
Building.
Yep, they moved Walmart about 3 miles. And I was in Birmingham recently, a couple months ago, for my 20-year high school reunion, and lo and behold, that's not a Walmart anymore. I don't remember what's there, but it's not a Walmart.
And then they took Kmart and took it away because it was had been condemned or whatever, and took all the property around it and put a shopping center there and used city money to build that one. But that's two cities that got together with Walmart and put three Walmarts, and one of them is closed.
Yeah.
It was a waste of money, and it's just not right that they take 400 acres away from a family that's had it for many years. And I think she went all the way to Supreme Court on that, but they said because the city said it was for the betterment of the society, which I don't know how they come up with that.
Well, it's tax revenue and it's job creation, and that's what they tell themselves.
Yep, they've determined that if we give the money to this company that's going to wind up running a business, they'll bring a sales tax and they'll have a higher property tax than what you just operating a farm or doing whatever with your land. They will give us more taxes, and that's better for us, and we don't care about you. Joe, thank you for the call. So, yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous, and I'm sure that everybody could call with a story about some form of eminent domain happening in their city.
Yeah. And sadly, that's the case. And in people, this is one of those things that the left and the right should both, and I'm not talking the powers that be, but I'm talking mainstream Democrats, mainstream, like, man-in-the-street Republican, independents. We should agree that this is just silliness.
Yeah, except there's one problem. The very first thing that we learn, education, our public education, which is paid for by taxpayers, which is theft. So the very first thing we learn in life is that, hey, if it's for the kids or if it's for the greater good, it's all right to steal. And we can't do it, but if we get these, if we lobby our government to do it for us, it's perfectly acceptable. So the very first thing we learn in life is it's okay to steal money from your neighbor as long as it's for the better good.
Oh, I disagree. The first thing we learn is thou shalt not steal. That's the first thing. We get told that when we're very, very, very young.
So you're talking, all right, you've even gone earlier.
Yeah, I'm going when you're two or three.
Conan, don't hit your cousin.
Pre-kindergarten, right. Yeah.
You can't take your brother's toys. That belongs to him. Or you can't take daddy's credit card. Whatever it happens to be. That's the first thing you learn. Then kids go to government schools or other schools, and they are taught that, well, there are some cases where it's okay for the government to steal from you.
As never long as put people that vote way. On it.
And never mind the fact that you're in history class the next lesson, and you're learning about how America was formed.
Right, the American Revolution and all these...
Right, taxes are bad.
And the taking of an entire continent from the people who lived here before us.
Yeah.
Taxes are bad when there's no representation is the lesson that you're supposed to learn from the American Revolution, not all, that taxes are bad.
But it's all right that the guy that I didn't vote for is doing it.
Right.
And of course...
Because there was an election.
Right.
And King George wasn't elected.
And that makes it fair.
So somehow, you know, as long as there's that election, then it's no longer theft because magic. 855-450-FREE, your thoughts on theft, taxes, eminent domain, education, or whatever happens to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE.
Breitbart article here, and it's covering a story that we are seeing cropping up all over the country. It's been cropping up for years now, and it's getting worse and worse. It's not interesting. It's disturbing because it is perpetuating a problem that we were trying to get away from in this country, and it seems like it's coming back full force. California State University to introduce segregated housing for black students. This is 2016, and they're segregating housing.
Let me ask this question, because I know somebody will. Who is requesting the segregation?
It is the students themselves, the students who will be segregated. The students are segregating themselves, the black students. California State University has announced that it will provide segregated housing for the university's black students in an attempt to provide them with a safe space. Black students will have the option to move into a residential complex solely for African Americans. The decision to provide segregated accommodations comes just 9 months after the university's Black Student Union presented a list of demands to the university's authorities to challenge what they perceive as endemic racial discrimination. Their demands include a $30 million endowment to support black students financially, an anti-discrimination policy combined with cultural competency training, which we already talked about. We talked about a couple episodes ago where these types of trainings actually worsen the problem by making people hate each other. Compulsory ethnic studies courses for the first year for first and second year students, as well as segregated housing for black students.
Wait, can any group ask for? I guess they can always ask for. But will they be granted segregated housing? Let's say all the
Asians all get together.
Maybe it's the Koreans. They feel that they would be in a much better environment to learn if they had an all Korean dorm.
They lobbied their university here, and this was a whole year, almost a year ago, and their demands are being met. So I guess if you get enough Koreans together,
okay,
and how much tuition are they providing this university? They say, hey, look, this is our money. We're supporting you guys. We need to make some demands, and if they're not met, well, we're going to take our business elsewhere.
So by that rationale, white person, some Caucasian, could create a white student union?
They could try, but they would be immediately labeled as racist.
Well, it seems like that's the same thing that they're doing right here, right?
Right now, you actually suggesting this makes you a racist.
Yes, I am being culturally insensitive because I'm suggesting that people are equal.
That's the way it should be. Giving anyone an advantage because of their ethnic background is racist. You're from the get-go, right out the door.
Yep, there you go.
More on this and your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we're talking about the, I say interesting, Conan says disturbing trend that seems to be popping up across more and more college campuses of new segregated dorm rooms, but segregated at the request of certain student groups. We'll get back into the story. But first, how would you like to save 5, 10, 15, 20% or more on things that you were going to buy anyway from Amazon? What if I told you there was a way you could do that? And, well, some people would say the catch is, I say the benefit is you get to use Bitcoin. Just head over to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Sign up for an account with Purse, and then you'll go to Amazon, put things in a wish list, import that wish list into your Purse account, fund the account with Bitcoin, and you can save big time. Even if you want to, you know, only save 5%, you can do that using what they call Purse Instant Buy. Anything below 10%, they guarantee, will be purchased within 24 hours. Saveatpurse.com.
So continuing on with this story from Breitbart, segregated housing would provide a cheaper alternative housing solution for black students. This space would also serve as a safe space for black CSLA students to congregate, connect, and learn from each other.
That's
the letter read. This is their letter.
Cal State University, Los Angeles.
Right, this is the letter they sent to the school. Although the university failed to meet all their demands, they have agreed to provide the segregated accommodation known as the Halasi Scholars Black Living Learning Community. Halasi sounds like you're probably Halisi, like your warrior girl there, Mr. Merrill.
That would be Khaleesi.
I know. It's similar. Cal State LA spokesman Robert Lopez told the College Fix in an email that the residents would focus on academic excellence and learning experience that are inclusive and non-discriminatory by discriminating against everyone else unless you are a certain skin color.
Now, one thing that I find to be very interesting about this is that, what was it, about 50 years ago, people were fighting to end segregation. And now people are basically saying, No, bring back segregation. We just want it done differently.
Well, all right. So if you took out the part where a group of students are demanding that tax dollars be spent to segregate them, I'd be completely in favor of this. If you want to voluntarily segregate yourself...
Yeah, you got to shake your head at it how silly it is, but hey, if you...
No. It's not always silly, and I can point to some work by Thomas Sowell, who talks about this a lot, and other economists.
Well, I can point to communities, thriving communities in major cities like New York, L.A., San Francisco.
Sure.
Where people have basically segregated themselves.
Little
Italy, Chinatown.
Sure.
Because of racism. And it might not be the bad kind of racism where you're going out there beating people, but they've done it because they feel comfortable with their own people. And they don't want to have to deal with any other types. They have self-segregated. This is true.
Which is fine because we all, we'll rebut that in just a second. But my point is people have a right of association. That's a natural right. You can hang out with whoever you want. And to force people to integrate, to force people to come together that may have differences, I think is just as bad as forcing people to segregate.
Okay, this article doesn't say, but I am almost I am leaning towards a group of people who want this segregation because of the racism they feel it is being directed at them. That is their goal. It's not because they want to hang out with like minds. It is because they believe that they are being discriminated against, and in order to fix the problem, they need to segregate themselves, and that's where I was going with that earlier. Little Italy, Little China. I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, everyone speaks the same language, they think the same way, they like to live in the same type of conditions, so it just makes sense to live with like minds.
Right, but to imply that Chinatown only exists because the people living in Chinatown are racist is probably one of the most ignorant things I've ever heard.
Racist. Everyone's racist. Wanting to live with people who are the same skin color is racist. It might not be lynching racist, but it is a form of racism.
Right, but to imply that everybody only wants to live with people of their same skin color, you said everybody is racist.
No.
Do you know what I miss the most about living in Keene, New Hampshire? Not seeing black people and Mexicans.
They're here, but not a whole lot of them.
I've seen one black guy in the last month.
All right, I said everyone's racist, but to what degree? If you only want to live with people the same skin color, not the same like-minded...
I take huge offense to the claim that I'm a racist of some sort because I'm a human being.
I'm not calling you. I'm saying...
You said everybody. I'm an everybody.
To a degree. Everyone, you can't get away from it. When you walk down the street, you notice black people. That's a soft type of racism right there.
How's it racist to notice differences? What's racist is to act on them or to offend someone or to injure them in some way. But I notice
like
differences
people
in people. You're skinnier than I am. You have longer hair than Daryl. These are differences.
There are different. The definition of racism is definitely changed. It used to be if you feel that someone of another skin color, another ethnic background is either, if you're superior than that person, that would be the old style. Now
the definition of racism is the belief that all members of each race possess characteristics or abilities specific to that race, especially so as to distinguish it as an inferior or superior to another race.
Okay, especially if, but if you just think that someone is different based on their skin color, and people are different according to where they come from,
sure,
you're a racist. Just look at it.
I completely disagree with that definition.
If I say, yeah.
I call it observant.
That's what I said. The definition has changed.
So you're using that example as a way that others define racism today.
Right. If I come out and say that a black person is more athletically inclined or they're more musically inclined, I'm a racist for saying that, even though it's probably true.
Well, it may be true in the example of individuals, which is what we should be focused on. Individuals that are either good or bad or evil or talented or whatever. It doesn't matter.
So does, you know, one person being, you know, genetically predisposed to being a better musician make them inferior or superior?
That's what it used to be, but that is...
That's the definition of racism!
It says especially if.
No, it says especially that's, so as to distinguish, not especially if you distinguish.
But the superior inferior is going away. Now it's just if you are different. That's what it's become. Now I'm triggered, Daryl. I'm triggered because you think I'm different than you for being another skin
triggering.
Color.
Conan thinks everybody's racist. Call in to tell him how wrong he is. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, and I'm not a racist.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the new form of segregation on college campuses, specifically at Cal State Los Angeles. The Black Student Union requested, among other things, their own living and learning community that they, of course, wanted the taxpayers to pay for.
Yeah, I was just going to say, to summarize my point of view on this, is when you use force to segregate people, that's a bad thing.
Exactly.
When you use force to integrate people who may or may not want to be integrated, that's a bad thing.
And by the way, when I talk about the racism, the bad racism, it is when you feel that another human being is inferior, superior, based on their skin color, and you use force against them. But just having the thought, I mean, that's why I'm saying there are different levels.
Well, then you're a bigot. Would that be a fair definition?
Right. One of those things is bigotry,
mm-hmm.
and the other is racism. If you just, you know, like, oh, that person's different, and I'm going to treat him as inferior, but I'm not going to ask the government to, or I don't think that the entire group of people, you know, so, yeah, there's a mild difference between bigotry and racism. But racism is the belief that one group is superior or inferior, and bigotry is just that one group is inherently different, but not necessarily either superior or inferior.
Okay, and that's where I was. All right, so bigotry, intolerance.
But again, intolerance your claim is that everybody is a bigot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone has one of the most ignorant statements I've ever heard.
Everyone has stereotypes. They think that you look at me and you think that I'm different for the shoes that I wear, or the fact that I don't cut my hair. There's something about me that you see and you.
Oh, dude, there's like 12,000 reasons.
You make assumptions,
but that's okay.
And it's just based on who we are, where we grew up, who we grew up with, who our parents were. Da 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 da. You know, it's who we are.
Yeah, and this,
but,
to me,
but do you use force against me because I have long hair?
No, okay. I wouldn't use force against you if you had short hair. I wouldn't use force against you if you've had the same haircut since you were 12 years old.
Then you're all right. You're all right with me to have whatever kind of opinions you want.
Then why do you think I'm a bigot?
Because everyone is.
Because I like hanging out with people that have different experiences.
Let me read the definition. Intolerance, bigotry. Intolerance towards those who hold different opinions from themselves.
I'm not intolerant.
All right, so you're not a bigot when it comes to long hair.
I'm intolerant towards people that call me a bigot. Let's go to the phones, 855-450-3.
You're trigger happy is what you are.
We've got Ricky calling in from the Commonwealth. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Gentlemen, good evening. I'm still alive.
Why would you not be?
Oh, because, you know, it's funny. I heard what you guys were saying, and I had two topics tonight, but now, you know, I've reduced that because I heard this whole racism thing. That's part of it. I mean, something I remember, I'm 42 years old, you know, and I remember when I was real little, had Bill Jefferson and all this crazy stuff. The NAACP, now I'm going to make a point here to start off. Now, the CP, last I looked, that stood for colored people. Now, I remember the NAACP had a problem when I was a kid. See, for whatever reason, not what they wanted. See, the CP, like I said, stand for colored people. Now, I think of three colors right off. I think of black, yellow, and white. You know what I think of? I think Asia. I think of Africa. And I think about right here in the United States. You know what I think of? I think of slavery. Now, I'm not talking about this and that. I mean real slavery. Now, this is what the NAACP had a problem with, and I was very young. Now, all of a sudden, you know, people got it amongst themselves, and these were blacks. Now, I'm going to point this out. Now, you know, they got the idea in their head all of a sudden. I don't know how it happened, but the NAACP came out and they tried to say, hey, wait a minute, now it doesn't work like that now. We're for all people. Now, the more they talked about it, the worse it got. Now, what they then did was they realized pretty quickly this is making it worse. Now, the interesting thing is, a few years, this past year, I'll never forget seeing President Obama on the TV. Dealing with this whole Black Lives Matter issue. It's the same exact thing that the NAACP dealt with. And he's trying to explain. I'll never forget his words, and it made me very sad.
So is your advice, the less we talk about race and racism, that the better off we'll be?
No. My answer is that I remember what happened when I was a kid with the NAACP. What happened is the whites, we're more than happy that we're racist whites. We're more than happy to join in with the racist blacks. And the NAACP got caught in the middle. They had to give up. But, you know, you live to fight another day. You know, I mean, that was just, you know, and everybody's not a bigot. You know, I mean, somebody like me, you know, I made my comment. And that's what it comes down to, you know, and in defense you know, Conan and his comments and so on and so forth. I mean, I don't like Jersey. I really don't. I've got a real problem right now with New York. Why do I got a problem? I'm not bigoted against New Yorkers, but I will tell you this. They came here in the past. Years ago, they came. They did their destruction. They destroyed our economy. They're working in New York and taking up residence here. Now, they just, if you guys want them, you want everybody, you can have the New Yorkers. I don't want them here.
No, you can keep them. It's okay.
No, well, I had an incident. Here goes pertinent news. I was at the Howard Johnson's for 2 days over the weekend, and I was at the bar. They even had my Rolling Rocks in the cooler. Oh, by the way, Daryl, do they have Rolling Rock up there in New Hampshire?
I don't know. I don't drink that. It tastes like cow urine, and I know that because I used to work on a dairy farm.
Oh,
Ricky,
God,
thanks for the call.
And you're comparing Rolling Rock.
Hold on.
Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
I used to live in Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Okay, well,
I worked at a dairy farm in Acme. which is a tiny little, not even a town, but just a few miles outside of Latrobe. The dairy farm got the used brewer's grain from Latrobe Brewery.
Sure.
Fed it to the cows. And because it was what they call a raised parlor, meaning that you were milking the cows below and behind them,
right,
cows would often pee on your face. And did I would occasionally have some urine run into my mouth, and it tasted exactly like Rolling Rock beer. So when I say that Rolling Rock tastes like cow pee, I know exactly what I'm talking
if
about.
If you had refrigerated and got a good chill on it.
I was going to say, yeah. And if you had your choice right now, you've had both. If I were to offer you either a Rolling Rock or a steaming bottle of cow pee,
no,
which would
you
choose?
I've got a blueberry beer in the fridge from a Maine brewer. I'll take that.
Well, I had tip Latrobe.
Only because Conan didn't bring me any of his apple wine this week.
Been to a couple Rolling Rock town fairs, which was a great little concert series they did up there.
Yeah,
always had fun in Latrobe.
And Rolling Rock is no longer brewed in Latrobe.
Yeah.
Labatt Blue bought them several years ago, moved the brewery to, I believe, Connecticut?
I thought they got bought by Budweiser first. I think they've been through a change of ownership a couple times, I think.
Back to bigotry. Let's work on this word. Let's define it. Let's get to the bottom of this. Intolerance towards those who hold different opinions from oneself.
Okay.
So you're telling me that there is nothing out there, statists, who you absolutely do not agree with, their views.
Oh, yeah. I judge people based on their views. I don't judge people based on their skin color.
Okay, but we're talking about bigotry now. So they have a different view, statists, people who love government, they think we need more of it in order to protect ourselves from ourselves. You don't agree with those people. You don't agree with their opinions. So you, by the definition...
By that definition, sure.
...are a bigot.
But I'm not a racist, and you first implied that I'm a racist.
But no, you changed it to bigotry, so we got that one out of the way. So we're all bigots, all three of us.
Ah, boy.
I think it's a stretch. It's very much a stretch. You're just trying to demonize everybody
because these words have power.
Your agenda, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's happening at Georgetown?
Hey, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're trying to define some words here. Sensitive words, bigotry and racism. Conan is alleging that everybody on the planet is a racist and a bigot.
Yes.
They are very
broad terms. They are very broad. They have many definitions.
Well, maybe today's definitions have very broad definitions, which could make your statement true. I mean, basically, if the definition of racist or bigot is now that we notice differences in other people, then unless you're blind and deaf, then you are, by
and have no hands.
And have
you,
no, yes,
you
sense
also,
of touch.
Yeah, you also cannot have sense of touch,
right,
or sense of smell.
Right. But that definition is so broad, it's no longer useful.
The most important fact that I look at in these two words, basically you see differences in other people and are intolerant of them, but it really doesn't bother me at all what your opinions are of me, unless you use force against me based on those opinions. And that's where I draw the line.
Okay, and
that's where
how about if I just choose not to associate with you?
Well,
right.
Some people would say that that's a form of aggression.
Exactly.
So where do you, how do you define, and we'll think about this because we do have a call. We've got Dodger calling in. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Gentlemen, now I figured that I'd shed a little light based on my understanding, and this may not be correct. It's been a few years since this was explained to me. But it's my understanding that racism, in order for a person to be racist, they need to... A person cannot be racist unless they're what is considered a privileged class or a privileged race, because racism essentially is a group of, is somebody that, based on their race, is trying to essentially step on the heads of, I guess, a lesser race. Now, bigotry, that's where, like, a principled libertarian, I don't think, can be a true racist, whereas a principled libertarian, by all means, could be a bigot, because a bigot is just looking down at somebody based on differences. That's my understanding. I don't know. What I wanted to really bring up, though, is, bringing up the African-Americans in California at that university.
Cal State Los Angeles, where the Black Student Union requested a dormitory for themselves at taxpayer expense, by the way.
And $30 million.
But I don't think they got that, but they did get the housing.
Right.
Right. It's my problem with that is it being part of what would be referred to as the privileged class, as a white male, that especially a young white male, is not that these minority groups are asking for equal rights. It seems as if they're asking for special rights. The thing is, rights cannot be granted by any government. Rights are given to you, for lack of a better term, by God the day that you're born. Everybody has these rights.
I agree with your definition of natural rights. There are, I think, not unnatural rights, but there are all sorts of rights that society seems to keep coming up with, like the right to health care.
Right. I mean, which is not a right at all.
I'm going to disagree on a point of minutia, because this is what libertarians do. I would say that health care is a right in the same way that eating a meal is a right. No one has a legitimate right to prevent you from doing either. No one has a legitimate right to prevent you from going to a doctor, just as no one has a legitimate right to prevent you from eating lunch.
Let me restate that. A right of free health care paid for by government than you would...
Your neighbors.
But yeah. That was my implication, but I understand what you're saying.
Right, but that's the weird thing with the human or the English language, and it's why I say English is probably the worst language in the world, is because things where people say, you have the right to bear arms, but no one interprets that to mean that the government must provide you with the firearm of your choice. But people interpret the right to education to mean the government must provide me with the education that I seek.
And I 100% agree with you because I have a right to life, liberty, and property. The way I view it is I have exactly three rights in this world: life, liberty, and property. And those are God-given. Nobody can take those away. My problem is groups, and a lot of black groups are doing this, and I hate to say it, a lot of gay groups are doing this, where it's not like they're asking for equal rights. I am totally willing to, in my own life, give equal rights to anybody, because rights are God-given. You get them when you're born.
Or but not deny anyone else.
Right. It's the special rights that I have a problem with, where it's, for example, why can't I come up with the phrase?
I'll say that there are some groups that are asking for equal results, not equal rights. Dodger, thank you for the call. Let's go to Skype. We have Nawel calling in. Nawel, thank you for calling in, and go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. On the same topic of racism and special rights, I kind of agree that even in the minority groups I belong, I don't expect to have special rights or other groups, and that is a very kind of left-right mentality. I think that lefty people always want a special right for their race, their age, their sexual orientation, whatever, make them different. But I was thinking a lot about this, the use of the N-word, because I was looking you on the video cam. I'm ideologically almost identical to you. My skin is almost the same tone. I'm from Chile. And I can use the N-word to refer to myself, to an old girlfriend, because I'm officially Latin, even though I may look really close to you. And in the U.S., you cannot use, like, the N-word at all.
Well, we can use it, but we're not going to be able to have a decent conversation with you afterwards. We're going to be immediately labeled racist.
Yeah, chastised.
Yes. Yeah.
But how you came to that situation? Because we here in Chile get to know the N-word through hip-hop, rap, and cultural news.
Sure.
So how you cannot use it? How you came to that situation?
I think through the same way you did, just in the opposite direction, through changes in culture, through changes in sensitivity towards people. If somebody tells me they're offended by something that I say, I certainly am not going to say that again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And then there's other people that they'll double down on it, and they'll use it even more because they then know that it gets under people's skin.
Right.
It is definitely a word of power. And you know what? There are other words in our culture that you really can't say, and, you know, in certain situations, certain environments. So it's not just the N-word. There are other words.
I look at it...
Right, like the... The technical term for a female dog is looked down upon in certain situations.
And most people that word is very soft. I'm thinking of one a little higher up.
A word that starts with C. Yeah, that's another one that in certain situations. Actually, I don't know of a situation where that word would not wind up raising a few eyebrows.
But I think your point's good. Go ahead, caller. I'm sorry.
On the self-identification issue, because I know you're, like, officially white on the U.S., but Latin people on the U.S. can call themselves the N-word?
I don't know. I've never heard any of my Hispanic friends use the N-word to refer to themselves. But, again, it's one of those things of... Just because you can doesn't necessarily mean you should, and it's a word that I think is really kind of meaningless and should be just, you know, done away with in society.
Phase it out.
At large.
Now,
well, thank you for the call. 855 450 free. Hour 3 coming up next. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.